A good Saturday morning. Welcome to our Forage Focus being brought to you by LG Seeds. Here's the university's Extension Forage Specialist, Dr. Bruce Anderson.
Good moisture has boosted growth of summer planted turnips and many are ready to graze. This wonderful resource is not without potential health hazards, however. Turnips may be the best grazing option available for late fall and winter, but like everything else, they can cause problems. Turnip leaves can cause a blood mineral disease called hemolytic anemia, a brain disorder called polyencephalomyelitis that is characterized by twitching and incoordination, pulmonary emphysema, which is a breathing disorder, and even bloat. These problems generally occur during the first couple weeks of grazing. Turnips can be high in nitrates and also affect function of the thyroid gland and thus are goitrogenic. Now, this may all sound scary, but most problems are rare and are reduced or eliminated with careful management. To begin, don't shift cattle onto turnips suddenly. Adjust them by feeding high-quality hay or pasture for a couple weeks before grazing turnips to prepare their rumen for the high energy and protein in turnips. Giving them just a few hours access to turnips at the start also helps. Make sure they have access to a dry roughage like corn stalks or a palatable hay. This also helps reduce diarrhea, which is common with turnips. Strip grazing that forces cattle to eat both roots and tops reduces problems and increases carrying capacity. And finally, always provide an iodized salt trace mineral mix. Many folks worry about choking. It's not very common, but it does happen. Growers who have experienced this problem tell me that they usually can remove the plug using a stick or by hand. Don't be afraid to graze turnips. They are a wonderful resource. Just manage carefully and be alert so problems don't affect you.
We'll be back to take a look at those area hay prices coming up after this from LG Seeds.